Now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm here with Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra. Coach, your thoughts on last week's game, which was against Jefferson County North?
Well, it was good to reinstate the rivalry back. Good to be a lot of people out. Good night of football, beautiful weather for it. First half, we looked outstanding. They gapped us for a couple of big plays, but we had big chase downs on those and shipped the ball inside the 5-yard line before they score twice on those. And then had them four and out inside the five. So, I mean, pretty outstanding to keep a team three times out of your end zone on the 5-yard line. The offense got rolling the second quarter, so looked all right. We started hitting some check downs, doing short passes and using it that way. And it looked pretty good. At halftime, 16-14, and then we came out. Warner was fired up to them, and they played a little bit more physical and faster and put it on us in the second half.
Were there some plays or some certain things that they did that you weren't maybe expecting from the film that you guys saw at the Chargers?
Not necessarily. Everything that they did, they did their stuff that they do, and they do it well, and they do it hard and fast and disciplined. So, I mean, it was mostly, for the most part, stuff that we'd prepared for, but we just weren't able to execute as well as we hoped.
And Dylan in this game, he was pretty effective when he threw the ball. He was 11 for 17, 114 yards and a touchdown. What were some things you saw in his game?
Yeah, we started him at wide receiver to get him moved out there, take some pressure off Zach, and you know make the defense have to cover more. We moved him to quarterback when he could get the ball moving a few times. Like I said, though, it's hard to call plays out of our own, like, 3-yard line those first three drives we had. But he went back there and started making some stuff happen. And Hayden started catching the ball well. Solomon had a really good game on offense. Zach got his catches, and we were rolling, especially during that second.
I'm going to take a quick break. We'll have more from Coach Hofstra on Locker Room Chat in just a bit. Back here with Wyatt Hofstra, head football coach of Valley Falls, here on Locker Room Chat ahead of their game on the road against Oskaloosa. Coach, as I'm sure you're aware, eliminated from postseason contention, but chance to end the season on a positive note.
Yeah, absolutely. I know Oskaloosa is another rivalry for these guys here. And as much as kids we know, and I went there, so it's special to play against some of my old coaches. I think that'll be a lot of fun beyond on the coaching sideline. But yeah, I think the guys are fired up. They're looking forward to it and looking to come out and compete and do our stuff and do it at a high level.
And Coach, coming up for this game, what are some positives that you're hoping to take away from this season?
Well, I would like, we came into the season saying, look how young we are and how inexperienced we are and how much youth we have, and we only had a few returning starters. And I mean, it kind of went the way it went. So, there's a couple games we dropped that I was hoping to have notches in our belt. But, that the learning comes from that. So hopefully we look back at this year and we can say, hey, we laid some groundwork and got a lot of guys, a lot of playing time, really young in their high school careers. We were playing 6 and 7 freshmen about a game. Most of them were starting. So hopefully we can look back and say, man, we learned a lot from this, and we can get stronger and faster and bigger and more disciplined and committed, and be able to, improve going into those guys as sophomores and juniors leading up to senior year. So hopefully just some growth of the program. I know coming back into 11, we just kind of wanted to see how things were going to go and feel the water, test it a little bit. We got punched in the teeth by some really, really good teams, and we couldn't quite hang in there with the other teams. So overall, it was a good learning experience for the season. I hope that we're able to look back on it and grow from it and learn from it. Because if you're not able to, then the losses were just losses, and it didn't mean anything to you. So hopefully we can come into next year prepared and from what we learned.
And Coach, who are some of those young guys that you're really hoping that can step up here in this last game and show that they have real signs of promise going into next season?
Yeah, it's a lot of guys. I mean, they've been producing well all year. You know, they're just the young guys on the field, and you know, age is a big age and size and speed are huge factors in high school. And we've got some speed, but the size and the age we lack some of. So those young guys, you know, a lot of the freshmen have been playing. Grant Meyer's been playing a lot. Duncan Alvarenga has been playing. Carter Pickerel, Flint Seymour, Dylan Herring. And Hayden Carney is only a sophomore, and you know those like we've talked about before, only losing Dylan and Nick Dodd. You know the rest of the team is back from that point, and then we gained some more in eighth grade. So it's awesome that we're building numbers. It's awesome that kids are enjoying football again. It's awesome that we're building this culture and program the right way, you know, bringing football back to Valley and getting kids excited for it and growing and getting better.
Future is starting to look bright for Valley Falls. Coach Hofstra, thank you so much for your time and best of luck this Friday.
Thank you.
That was Valley Falls head football coach Wyatt Hofstra here on A Locker Room Chat. Be sure to stay tuned after the break. We've got more coming up.